We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yesterday we talked about Jonathan Smith, Oregon State's head football coach, and his response when asked about Governor Kate Brown, kind of nervously laughing about a question of the return of high school and college football fans in the stands. Yesterday, Mario Cristobal, the coach of the Ducks, it was his turn to have a media call along with Justin Wilcox of Cal and Kevin Sumlin of the University of Arizona. And Cristobal was asked the very same question that Smith was, and by James Crepia of the Oregonian. And I thought Cristobal had a different but just as effective response to the question. He said, quote, "The way that businesses and people are being affected, the lives affected from student athletes to local businesses to you name it, the mental health of so many people that live and die by the sports world and everything that comes with it. I don't think anybody's taking it lightly. I don't think anyone thinks of it as a laughing matter. We're all very, very hopeful and encouraged and enthused at the measures that are being taken, and professionals involved in helping us establish protocols to get back to normalcy is something that we're all really encouraged about. We can control what we can control, and that's what we're going to do. That provides us and encourages us to continue having a positive attitude and moving forward, so when the time comes that we will be ready. That's my best way to answer that. I think that we are encouraged. We're feeling it that at some point in time, things are going to go well, and we're very mindful and very sympathetic and considerate of all the people affected by this. It's not just a football game, right? It's the student athletes, surrounding businesses, the community, a lot of stuff involved. We're very mindful of that." And
it's a thoughtful statement.
I'm impressed by both of the college football coaches in the state of Oregon. In the kind of, we talk about this all the time. We talked about it with Mike Gundy, right? When he went on his little rant in April.
Yeah.
These football coaches live in a football world, and it is very insulated. It's very hard for them to kind of get out of that thought process. And I think that as, you know, guys like Gundy have stepped in it, it has kind of opened the eyes of a lot of coaches around the country. And with Cristobal and Smith's statements, it wasn't just about, hey, when are we going to get back to football? How is this affecting me and my football program? Mm-hmm. It's how is it affecting the area that we're in, and how are the people around here feeling about it? And to dismiss college football is foolish to them, obviously. But I think that was kind of the point when a lot of fans of sports got upset at the seemingly laughing nature that Governor Brown had, and the nervous laughter about it, you know? And I'm impressed with the way that the two coaches who haven't been here that long and been head coaches that long have handled this.
Yeah, I don't think really, I think they've done a great job. I'm not surprised with their answers. I think it was thoughtful. Also, there was passion. Of course they were. I mean, their jobs are on the line. They're thinking about, but regionally, they're in a different world than Mike Gundy. I mean, it's a different feel here than it is in Oklahoma. It's certainly a different feel that if you're in Mississippi or if you're in Oklahoma. I mean, Lincoln Riley said some very strong words yesterday, mm-hmm. too, regarding reports that players would want to come back June 1st. Those were strong words. And he was very, very quick to say it was ridiculous for a June 1st return date.
Well, we got that audio. You want to hear it? You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Because, and this is on the heels of yesterday, you had the, what is it, LSU president, who said May 22nd, which is in a week, the SEC leaders will vote on whether they're bringing their student athletes back June 1 mm-hmm. or June 15th. And, you know, Lincoln Riley was asked, not about the SEC, but about a June 1st return for his guys.
If we do it right, and if we're patient enough on some key areas, like when we bring our players back on campus, I mean, all this talk of these schools wanting to bring players back on June 1st is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. And so we got to be patient. We'll get one good shot at it to bring them back at the right time when we're as prepared and know as much about this as we possibly can. But I do believe if we do it right and we don't get ahead of ourselves, that we will be able to play a season.
My first initial reaction was, I don't know if everybody heard it, but I felt this along the same lines with a lot of analysts or a lot of people that are talking. But my first inclination was Lincoln Riley is speaking for a bunch of teams when he should worry about speaking for his team and what he's doing. And let the other coaches and let the other people and the other conferences and the other regions speak for themselves. If you want to do that and you put it out there, that's fine. But when you start, you should really concentrate on handling what you're doing as a leader for your organization and quit throwing barbs at all these others. Because that just doesn't help, because everybody's situation is different. Everybody's jobs are different. Everybody's regions are different. And that's a slippery slope. But if you want to go there, that's definitely your prerogative. But he's going to take a lot of heat for that.
Well, and I think he's okay with it. But his point isn't wrong, though, in that you get one good shot at this. Right? I mean, because if you bring it back and it comes back too early and you have a mass infection and then you have to shut it all down and it was premature, you know, then you're sitting there and good luck trying to bring it back in a couple of, a month after that, because if the June 15th is that, or July 15th rather, is that drop dead date that everybody's talking about, and you bring them back June 1, or you bring him back June 15th, and that is too early, then I think that is what he's talking about is, hey, then you're in a situation where good luck getting that thing back on the rails, because you start from step zero again
point. I understand what his point is. I just don't see the value of saying everybody and all these is ridiculous and just lambasting and not citing anything and just saying, oh, they're all ridiculous. And that's pretty much just throwing everybody else. And I personally don't see the difference between July 15th and June 15th right now as we sit, because none of us know. So to sit there and say that 30 days is going to be different, or nobody knows. Well, just like you'd say, okay, we're shutting down till September, because nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
There's a lot of things you just... Everything I read from here on out, these doctors and all these experts, there's so many different things going on. We're all trying to figure it out.
Well, and I think to that point, the way that I kind of interpret that is that extra month, because think of, again, we talk about this all the time, what we knew a month ago and what we know now, that month is a lot of time.
What? Okay.
And I think it's like, don't rush to get back too soon. Because if you mess up that one shot, that month could give us a heck of a lot more time to really, truly figure it out instead of being too premature and jumping the gun.
So if Lincoln Riley decides to hold his team back, and let's say some other 12, Big 12 teams decide to go at June 1st,
right,
and when suddenly college football does return, which it will, and then he's a month behind, what will Lincoln... I'm saying this is what some of the thoughts are going out there. It's like, all right, you got a bunch of great things. You have the option to do this. And if your leaders say it's okay and you do it the right protocol, then do what you do. So there are all sorts of thought process. This is another reason, while I will argue, college football is broken. The lack of leadership, the lack of unified voices, the lack of the ability of who is speaking for these athletes when one university might send them back on June 1st, yet those athletes aren't the same as Oklahoma or Oregon or Oregon State. One unified voice, the NCAA stepping back going, well, do what you need to do, state government. Mm-hmm. There's no unified voice. The NFL is not going to do this. Major League Baseball is not going to do this. NHL, NASCAR, all these other things, these unified voices that are doing the best decisions for their athletes and their workers. The college football is just doing its own damn thing.
And that is...
And it is, that's the biggest problem with all of this, I see it.
And here is, this morning, when I got in, I right when I logged onto the old Twitter bots, I saw Dennis Dodd tweeted, Mark Emmert coming up on CNN. And so immediately I flipped the TV over to CNN to see what NCAA President Mark Emmert had to say. And I sat there for 8 minutes And that guy can talk for a long time without saying a damn thing.
He's a politician. He's not a leader. He's a politician.
He danced around everything in the NCAA. He was asked specific questions of, you know, nothing. Hey, what guidance are you giving? And he was like, well, that's up to the universities themselves.
Pawn it off.
It's up to the conferences.
Pawn it off.
We've talked about this over and over again. And I find myself getting more and more frustrated every time we talk about it, because it's like, what is the NCAA for then? If they're not going to give this overarching guidance, it's the one thing that they're supposed to do is give an overarching guidance, and they just don't do it.
All they are is a go-between of rules. They are the ones that sit there and say, here are the rules that you have provided for us, universities, conferences. Hey, your officials go by different set of rules. Oh, you do a different set here. Okay, we'll put all these into a big giant bubble, and then when you need us, let us know. Because you can self-enforce. The NCAA actually goes, you can self-investigate. You can try to enforce things on yourself, and then we'll come back and we'll review it and say, yeah, that was good enough in North Carolina.
Well, if I'm Kansas right now, if I'm Kansas, and we talked about there, they've got big time sanctions, including lack of institutional control going against them. If I'm them, I'm going to Bob Bowlesby of the Big 12 and saying, let's dare the NCAA. Let's dare them to try and do this, you know? And you go in there and you can say, fine, whatever you say, we're going to go with what the Big 12 tells us instead. Mm-hmm. And just be like, screw it. They don't have the power to do anything right now. They don't. And they're showing it more and more every day. I would try that if I'm Kansas. Just be like, stick the middle finger up in the air to them and just negotiate something with the Big 12 and keep on going as business as usual.
Sounds like the NCAA is just a bunch of lobbyists to me.
They are.
That's all they are.
Well, that's exactly all they are. You know what was really good, though, out of yesterday? Mm. Some good did. When Justin Wilcox was speaking, he said he never spoke about, like, there not being a college football season. I think that was great. He said they have a contingency plan to take their training camp out of the Bay Area, whether that means they're heading to, you know, Tahoe or they're heading somewhere else. He never once spoke like they weren't going to be playing football. I think that was a good sign that, you know, he said the leadership of Cal is on their side as well, trying to get something done. So it's not broken yet in the Pac-12, folks, completely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.